and you point to a tree a long way off and say it's...
That tree?
Or it's...
There?
It's over.
Over there?
Mm-hmm. And don't do it that way, do it...
This way.
And if somebody spoke to you and you didn't hear what he says, what would you say to make him repeat?
Say it again.
Okay. And the opposite of rich is...
Poor.
All right, these are three just sentence completions. If a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about, but life is hard on a man...
Who is poor?
Mm-hmm. And if you have a lot of peach trees, you say you have a peach...
Orchard.
And so you might say, someone asks, are you the owner of this orchard? And you say, no, I'm just a neighbor. And you point and say, he's the man...
Who owns the orchard.
Mm-hmm. When I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy...
Whose father was rich.
Good. Yes, you do that very well. A lot of people get all tangled up in those and can't get them out at all. Inside a cherry, the little thing you don't eat.
The pit.
And inside a peach.
Is a... Oh, the... Oh! How many peaches have I eaten? Not a pit, but it's a stone.
All right. Is there something inside the stone if you break it open?
Yes, it is. Very bitter.
Mm. Do you know what it's called?
No, I don't.
All right. There are two types of peaches. One breaks away from the stone and the other doesn't.
Freestone.
Or the other type.
The Alberta peach. A lot of peaches grown in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
But yes. Freestone, which doesn't cling.
Mm-hmm. So one that does, would you call it a cling peach if it does cling? Or would you just, is Alberta a cling peach?
I'm not sure about that.
Then the part of the apple you don't eat.
Core.
And do you have a word for dried apples, little pieces of dried apple?
Well, generally we refer to as dried fruit.
Do you know the word snits?
No, I've never heard that.
All right. What is the kind of nut that Jimmy Carter grows?
Peanuts.
What are some older names for peanuts?
Goobas.
Mm-hmm.
Goobers on the hand.
Okay. What are some other very common nuts that you might use in cakes or pies?
Pecans, probably more mm-hmm. than anything.
Or you might have English...
English walnuts, which are awfully hard to crack.
What is the thing that you have to crack?
The outer shell, which takes a sledgehammer or something very hard
and then
to break.
On a walnut, what's that green part that grows outside the shell that you...
That is a protective area that is green, then it gets...
What would you call it?
Some type of a coating that protects the nut.
And what is the kind of nut that you have in Hershey bars?
Almonds.
Mm-hmm. And then the kind of fruit that's about this big and same color as a tangerine and you use it in as a juice for breakfast.
Orange juice.
And if you had a bowl of those and one day you went to get one and there were none left, you would say the...
Bowl is empty.
Or the...
Oranges are gone.
Mm-hmm. Some of these vegetables you've already said. I'll try and remember. The little red ones that are peppery and it's a root and it's used in salads. It's white inside.
Radish.
Mm-hmm. And you already have said tomato, I think. Do you have a name for the tiny little one?
They call those salad tomatoes.
Did you ever hear tomato?
Tomatoes.
You have heard that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
I have wondered if that's a real name or if that was just something that people couldn't pronounce. Tomatoes, because a lot of people said,
mm-hmm.
In fact, this cousin of mine was talking about this slave that lived with our family, and she always said they were tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
never tomatoes.
It could be, and yet a lot of people use that for just the little ones. They wouldn't use it for the big ones, but for the small ones they do.
They're never advertised that way.
No, oh no. You never see it in writing, but people say it, especially mm-hmm. country people. Along with your meat, you might have a baked...
Potato.
What are types of potatoes?
Sweet potato, the Irish potato, which could be the, fresh potatoes or some of the
mm-hmm.
larger potatoes grown in other places that are not like the new potatoes.
Mm-hmm. What's a yam?